الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله وقال الله تبارك وتعالى في موضع آخر إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and brothers and my youngsters, ulama explain there is a three type of heart. Each and everybody had the same heart, but the quality, spiritual way, there's a three type. Number one is called qalb mayyit. Number two is called qalbul mariz. Number three is called qalbul salim. Allah explain all these things in the Quran Kareem. Qalb mayyit, the death heart. Heart is there, but is like a death, spiritual way. Completely death. They have no understanding inside. What Allah says in the Quran, Allah explaining in the Quran, لَهُمْ قُلُوبْ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا وَلُمْ عَذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They got heart, they should understand. They got ears, they should listen. Another place Allah says, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. The eye is not blind. Perfect. The eye is perfect. They can see everything. No doubt. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبِ But the heart is blind. Which is the head in the chest. تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ Allah says in the Quran. What you mean the blind heart? Meaning they have no understanding. They don't want to listen. They don't want to practice commands of Allah. They don't want to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's way, the spiritual way. The heart is blind. But Allah said in another place, summa qasat qulubukum. Min ba'di dhalika fahiya kal hijara aw ashadd qaswa. Allahu Akbar. He says sometime the heart of the humans is more harder, is like a stone, is like a rock, and sometime worse than rock. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ Like a stone. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَ Or sometimes worse than rock. Worse than stone. Why? Allah says that sometime you can see the from the mountain, from the rock, the water also gushing out. You can see sometime the spring water coming out. But the heart of the insan is more far worse than that. What is the sign of it? How are you going to recognize, oh my youth? How are you going to recognize that my heart is worse than stone or rock? What is the sign for it? Ulama explain. If you have no hesitate to commit sin, you confidence to commit sin, no hesitations, you should know that your heart is death, worse than stone. First sign. The Muslim who had the Iman, when he want to commit any sin, but there is hesitations. And sometimes he regret what I have done in my life. And he turned towards Allah and he make Tawbah. If there is no hesitations, then understand the heart is worse than stone. This is the first sign. The second sign mentioned by ulama, Allahu Akbar, by scholars, if someone call you towards the good deeds, it's something, for example, if I say, okay, listen, let's go, so and so place this, mashallah, bayans, or darse Quran, or darse hadith, or so this and that. Said, no, I don't like to go there. I don't like to sit in the gathering. I don't want to go. I don't want to listen. So many times people say, I want to read namaz, but I don't want to. I want to, but I don't want. I want to read Quran, but I don't want. Understand his heart. The second sign is worse than stone. What Allah says. فهي كالحجارة أو الشد قسوة And the third sign, someone like to advise you something good. For example, parents saying you, this is wrong, don't do that. Who are you telling me? I don't want to listen to you. Some ustad, some sheikh, some good person want to tell you something, good advice. You don't want to listen, you reject. This is the third sign of the hardest heart. کوئی نصیحت کرے تو ریجیکٹ کرے، نہیں مجھے نہیں چاہیے، آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو لسن ٹو یو. مسٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دس از اے تھرڈ سائن دیٹ آور ہارٹ از بیکم مور ہارڈ. دس از کال قلب میت، میننگ دیٹس ہارٹ. اینڈ دا سیکنڈ از کال قلب المریض، دا سک ہارٹ. دیر از ایمان، there is understanding, but the heart is full of hatred, full of enmity, jealousy, pride, all these things is in the heart. So you need to cure for that heart. You have to turn towards Allah. That's why a person came to my Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. By Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, and told him, Hazrat, you explaining us every day lesson. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, who grew up in the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the house of Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. Who was Hasan Basri? That Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made special dua for him. Allah grant him the beneficial knowledge and make him the beloved amongst the people. He was Hasan Basri. He saw 120 companions. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi born when the 2 years left of the Khilafah of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His mother used to work in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the house of Umm Salma, who was a wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a very fortunate person. He says, a person came to me, a youth person came to me, and he's telling me, Hazrat, you explaining us your nasiha, you advising us, you telling us from the Quran, from the hadith, but it's not affecting, not tricking our heart. Our heart is not changing. Allahu Akbar. How like? You know that when I read the story of Nuh alayhi salam, it brings tears in my eyes. That Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, he called his nation for years and years and end. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. We have sent Nuh alayhi, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam towards his people, nations. And he was calling them not for 1 year, 9.5 centuries, 9.5 solid. Century. He was calling them. 950 years, he invited people towards Islam. And same thing today too. You know, what Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we're learning the lesson. That is my point I want to raise to you today. What is the point of that? From that surah, Surah Nuh. Rabbi inni qawmi laylan wa nahara. Oh my Rabb, I call my nation day and night. Openly and secretly. I call them. I told them. I advised them. Not for 1 year. 950 years. Today the messages come in my phone. Some reminder comes. We write it down. We know. How many messages come to me? How many messengers both? To remind us. To telling us. That perform your salah on time. How many times we offer lesson? Our years lesson, so many advice. Through phone, through WhatsApp, through channel, TV channel, through Quran, through ulamas, through our friends, Twitter, WhatsApp, Instagram, so many things. Approximately more than 20,000 times we have heard the lesson and we saw the messages of the right good messages about hell, about Jannat, about Nabi, about this, about Salah, this, that. Abandoning from zina, abandoning from adultery, abandoning from sin, abandoning from pornography, abandoning from all kind of sins. Messages and messages, thousands and thousand times, seem like Nuh alayhi salam telling Allah, I invite them, I call them. How many messages came to our phone? But we ignore that. We ignore that. We got, mashallah, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, messages, Instagram, so many things. How many messages we got? Allahu Akbar. We use. I'm not saying don't use these things. Use, but don't abuse. It's like a knife. It's like a knife. You can cut on the right way or can suicide also. Same thing, these things. We can use on the right way. I remember the one lesson from Surah Yusuf. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. You know what Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, oh my father, I have seen in my dream sun and moon and stars, that they prostrating, making sajda towards me. Father was a Nabi of Allah. He was a messenger of Allah. He know that Allah is going to elevate my son in future. But he chose another way to speak to his son. He says, oh my son, there is something is known is called jealousy. What is it? There's something is called jealousy. You remember, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika. Do not mention your dream to your brother. Otherwise, the hatred will come. Jealousy will come. Today, look at our picture, our phone, full of our picture. People are suffering, struggling. Why? They put the picture. Oh, if you eat today lasagna, same time photo is there, mashallah. Nice juice today. All the picture you can see on the WhatsApp picture. Oh, on the Twitter. Facebook, everything. Today, mashallah, one nice biryani, a pulam, living so-and-so palace, so-and-so restaurant, so-and-so hotel, everything. We dress little, but mashallah. On same time, we put our picture on it. Same time, we change 10 times a day our picture. We push on the phone, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, Allahu Akbar. What Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Al-Aynu Hakkun. The eyes are true, evil eyes is true. Sometimes people can't digest. They can put evil eyes on you. You get sick. The black magic takes place so many times. The people use the photos. Our women at home, dress the babies nicely, same time push the picture on the phone. Can you see? But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, 1400 years ago. Don't do that. Otherwise, you're inviting people to put evil eyes on you. You're inviting yourself. Main daawat de raha hu logo ko ke mujhe pareshani mein dalo. I'm calling the people. That's why I'm putting my picture there. I'm not saying that completely you divorce this or today's technologies. I'm not saying you keep it away from that. But I'm saying that sometimes people can't digest. He's working hard. Now you put 10 pictures different. Sometimes the person can't digest. He can do black magic. He can do this. He can put evil eyes. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, evil eyes worse than black magic. Person can kill. Person can make accident. anything happen, is not all hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. The two way in the Quran we understand the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam said to Yusuf alayhi salam, that he said all his brothers also, all sons, when you enter in the ministry's palace, in Yusuf alayhi salam's ministry palace, if you enter, all brothers don't enter together, separately. One of the book of Tafsir, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah, explaining one of the reason that people don't put evil eyes on you. Enter separately. And this is the la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Don't mention Yusuf, your dream, to your brothers. Very, very important today. But I want to say that look at the Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam says, Rabbi in qawmi, Rabbi qawmi laylan wa nahara. Oh my Allah, I call my people, my nations. How many times? Not a one times. Day and nights. We're listening bayans. Morning, evening, after Maghrib, after Isha, Juma bayan, tafsir, wherever and wherever. Only we mashallah, alhamdulillah, people go to lesson bayan. But sometimes not khatmul Quran, sometimes khatmul deg. Only the food, we just run towards that bayan. If there is no food, we don't go. Understand? But my brothers, especially my youngsters, listen, very, very important. On the day of Qiyamah, the angel, those who call, the angels of Jahannam, those standing by the door of Jahannam, they will stop us. What Allah says in the Quran Kareem, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. The group of hell people, they will enter in Jahannam. Then the angel will stop them for a moment. Stand here. The farishta, the angel will ask them, the gatekeeper, they'll ask them, Allahu Akbar. What they're going to ask? They're going to ask, listen, the messengers come to you. The messengers came to you. The messengers brought the message towards you. Did you know? The bayans, the so many advice, so many places you have heard that namaz is compulsory. This is the haram. This is the halal. This is a permissible, this is not permissible, this is a lawful, this is a unlawful, this is a haram. So many things you have heard, but you ignored. They will say, Qalu bala, yes, but we didn't take serious. What they're going to say? We didn't take serious. The angel will say, his time is out now, enter in Jannah. Walakin haqqat kalimatul azab. Today the Nabi is not here to come and tell you. The Nabi's message is here. Quran is there. Nabi's hadith and sunnah is everywhere. The ulama explaining. The good people explaining. The parents explaining. Pious people explaining us. Every day, every week you can see the bayan here, this bayan, that bayan, this topic, that topic. But did we take serious? Allah says to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, those who already become Muslim, you know how many? How many? Maximum 80. Maximum 80 people accepted Islam. And minimum only 11 people. In 950 years, they accepted Islam. Allah says, oh my Nabi, don't bother, don't worry. They're mocking at you. They're supposed to accept Islam. When Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was making ark, what they said? They were mocking at Nuh alayhi salam. Noah. What they said? Sirta najjaran ba'da an kunta nabiyya. Now you become carpenter. Before you was a Nabi. They were mocking at Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. You change now. What happened? Allah says, don't worry. My azab will come towards them. We don't know by when we're going to die. What will happen? That's why the kalbul maris, the hatred, the enmity, the jealousy, we have to remove that. And for that, you have to turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Have to make tawbah. Then our heart will become kalbul salim. What Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَوْ مَال وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Your wealth, your property, your children, your family is not going to benefit you. إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except you bring the protected heart, the pure heart. Today I'm worried for my shoes. Should be shined properly. My clothes, iron and shine properly. Look at our toilets, mashallah, shining. Look at our house, shining. Our bed are shining, but our heart is dirty. Allah is not going to ask you about shoes and, you know, your dress and this and that. Allah is going to ask your heart. That's why I recited the ayat of the Quran, istahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan. When the shaitan overpower on you, first things, he make you forget zikrullah. Allah has given, Prophet says, I am giving you beautiful, beautiful security guard to protect yourself from shaitan. Do you know that? Many, many zikr, but the one of the zikr Rasulullah says, fourth kalima. Prophet said, the hadith quoted by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, if you recite 100 times the fourth kalima after Fajr Salah, the whole day you will be protected from the evil of shaitan. Like installment. Every day you install, paying. Then Allah says, I'm okay, helping you. Like in Windows, you can see, in our we got a computer, the Windows, Windows 8, Windows this, Windows this. We can play anything, then behind Windows is on, the Windows supporting. Same thing, whatever we do in this world, but the behind should be the remembrance of Allah, can support you every time. Support you. What Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, the shaitan, when he overpower, what he does first? Do you know that? What Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem?
إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِيَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ.
First things, he stop you from zikr of Allah Ta'ala. First things. The heavy weapons for shaitan, for devil, is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you want to safeguard yourself from shaitan, you have to recite the fourth kalima 100 times after Fajr, 100 times after Maghrib. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it truly. He mentioned that he's a security guard. Allah will send special two angels to protect you from shaitan. Then number two is salah. What we do? MashaAllah. Sometime, it's like a kalbul maris. Sometime we come in the masjid, subhanallah, the heart, subhanallah, MashaAllah, like a Junaid Baghdadi. Like a just Jibreel Islam came now. Subhan Rabbi Razim, Subhan Rabbi Allah. When you go out, start swearing. This is the way. Sometime like a wali, sometime like a shaitan. Sometime he performs salah, sometime not. Sometime he turns towards Allah, sometime forgets Allah. This is called kalbul maris. You have to turn towards Allah and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me firm hidayat. I can stay on Islam and on tawbah. If I make mistake, I turn towards you always. And Allah wants that, my brother. Allah wants, oh my youngsters, Allah love your ibadat. Come towards Him. And after namaz, you must say a few times, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Ya Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Allah wants that. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, especially my youngsters, you know, keep remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do zikr. Zikr is so important while you're walking, sitting, lying down. Allah says, Alladhina yazkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Remember Allah Ta'ala, through the zikr, Allah will give you. That's why a person asked a sahabi, Ayyul amal yabzal? Says, you don't recite Quran? Allah says, Amma tatluna al-Quran? For my, yes, I'm reciting. So Allah says in the Quran al-Karim, Wala zikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah is the great things. Keep on remembering Allah will save us from shaitan, from evil things. Then we can turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, fourth kalima, and also tawbah, istighfar, and durud pak. All these things, keep on reading, especially the youngsters. Stop saying all the swearing, bad word things. Don't use of a thing in the bad thing you're abusing. Use only for sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq, give of all of us tawfiq to practice the hukam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Allah.